Steve, you know, we just came up with some questions. We you know how you love Ask Steve, and we love asking you questions.
Now, this ain't CEO or nothing, just regular Steve.
Just some questions. Random questions, yeah.
Okay, all right, I'm ready.
All right. You could just take this one and run with it, actually. Okay. This is a Ask Steve. We're going to Ask Steve. Steve,
ask
you know
Steve,
how you love this.
Go.
Ask
all right,
let's Steve.
Go. There should be a level of appreciation from the upper management for the job you all have done. But I'm looking around the room and I don't really see nothing that special going on.
Not one person.
I don't really see nothing that special going on. So, you know, I mean, you're in here because there's a check. The moment I cut these checks, I would expect none of you to come back the next day.
I would come for free.
And we love what we do.
All those are lies.
We love
so now that we've got that out the way, I have come to the conclusion that your loyalty is attached to a check. And therefore, my desires for perfection from you should be reflective of that check.
Okay.
All right. Okay.
So now,
is that fair?
As you all ask your questions today, I will also give you not only the answer, but the rebuttal to that. So y'all can begin anytime you like. Our meeting is open and adjourned.
All right, Steve, if you had, if you made your goal $1 billion, would you break us off? And how much?
Yeah, if I made $1 billion and I left the radio show early, yeah, I would give y'all something.
What would that be?
I'd probably, everybody get $1 million.
Wow.
Oh,
how,
yes.
How can we look at your books to know that you get it? We need to, you know, what you ain't gonna do is get there and
what?
I don't know it. I need to know that you, when you close to that billion. Because what I don't want is for you to get there and we don't know you got it.
We're working for years. And then
he keeps saying, well,
we can't find him.
If I got $1 billion, I'm not getting up every morning to do the radio.
So he here.
So you know I'm there.
Clue number one.
That's clue number one.
Clue number one.
And no, you can't look at my book.
And when you get like $100,000 from that billion, I'll let your boy so I can make that deposit over in there and you'll be there because I know the million coming back. You see what I'm saying?
900 million.
Yeah. I'm going to get you in there.
Or 900. Oh, mine in ones.
What you going to the strip club?
I'm
going to
have
what?
A little celebration.
Just
know that.
Okay, next question, Shirley.
All right. Yeah. Okay, you got a question? Go ahead.
What do you think you were good at, but you are actually quite bad at it?
Mm. Oh, that's a good question.
What do I think I was good at, but I'm actually quite bad at?
Yeah.
Golf.
You think you're good at golf?
I hit a shot one time. I thought I was somebody. Right after that, I found out I wasn't.
Okay.
Golf has been a challenge for me. I was headed to be a pretty good piano player at one point. I could have been.
Oh, really? I can see that. You ain't bad at the piano.
You can play.
Yeah, but I could have been really good at the piano, and then poverty struck. There was no money for lessons. So.
That's on my bucket list.
We didn't have money for lessons or piano. So
Steve, it's time for today's headlines.
Ladies and gentlemen, Miss Ann Tripp.